Well, December 6th is a great feast day of St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas is one of the most popular saints in the history of the Catholic Church. In fact, in Europe, there's over 2,000 parishes named after St. Nicholas. The only one who has more churches named after is our Blessed Mother. In fact, in religious art, next to Our Lady, there are more paintings of St. Nicholas than any other saint in Europe. Well, who was this St. Nicholas? Well, what we know about him was that as a young man, he eventually was ordained a priest and was an abbot of a monastery, and then he became Bishop of Myra, and then he was known, of course, for his generosity to the poor. Myra is in present-day Turkey. So he was born in what was called Asia Minor. I remember in college, in the seminary, I always loved it when they asked where a particular saint was born. We always said Asia Minor, right? Because it was always right, because that encompassed so much territory. Well, Bishop Nicholas of Myra suffered under the persecution during the reign of Diocletian. We know he was in prison for a while, even tortured, but he was released and died at the age of 65, it seems, of natural causes. He attended the Council of Nicaea in the year 325. This was the council that defined the divinity of Christ. And so Nicholas was one of the signers of that declaration, upholding the church's constant teaching of the divinity of Christ. I think it's very appropriate since he helps us prepare us for Christmas, right? When we honor the fact that God became a little baby. So St. Nicholas died about the year 350. It's amazing how this one man changed the whole world, because his acts of generosity 1,700 years ago still inspire us to give gifts on the feast day of St. Nicholas and also, of course, at Christmas. When we think of Christmas, we know that God gave us the greatest gift. That was his own son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And so because God gave us this great gift of his son Jesus, then we also give gifts to others. Well, how did he get this reputation of being a gift giver? Well, St. Nicholas, it says, would secretly, if he heard of a poor family, would place bags of gold coins in their window. And the story is of a father who had three daughters. These daughters, they did not have enough money to have good dowry, so they could not enter into good marriages. And so St. Nicholas heard about them, and on three separate occasions, it seems that he placed these bags of gold coins in their home, either threw them in the window or placed them on the ledge of the window. So again, he did this secretly, and yet it was discovered. And of course, this generosity continues to inspire us even to today. It's also said that he worked miracles. There's some cases of him praying over people, raising them from the dead, as well as blessing the grain ships during the famine, and the grain was multiplied. He's also blessed the sailors and those on the ships as well. Well, after his death, he became, again, very popular. Even in the 5th century, we have churches dedicated to him in Constantinople, where he was originally buried. But then when the Muslims came up from northern Africa and took over a great part of Europe, his relics were taken from the Middle East and brought to Bari, which is in southern Italy. And that's where St. Nicholas is buried today, in Bari, which is a little tough to get to. It's on the southern eastern coast along the Adriatic. I had the privilege of going there a couple years ago and saying Mass on the tomb of St. Nicholas. And St. Nicholas is very popular, not only among Roman Catholics, but among Greek Orthodox as well. I remember that clearly because when we were saying Mass, we had about 100 Greek Orthodox people waiting for us to get off the altar so their bishop and their priest could say Mass on the tomb of St. Nicholas as well. So he's buried in this magnificent church, which looks like a fortress right along the coast of southern Italy. Well, his devotion spread all over Europe. As I mentioned, 2,000 parishes dedicated to him. 400 in England, 400 parishes alone in England dedicated to St. Nicholas. So he is a patron saint. course, of children, patron saint of bankers, patron saint of pawnbrokers, I bet you didn't know that, patron saint of sailors, perfumers, pharmacists, brides, unmarried women, travelers, fishermen, dock workers, prisoners, lawyers, I'm not putting those together on purpose, brewers, poets, and of course, patron saint of Russia, Greece, and Sicily. So what a wonderful saint we honor today. Became so popular that in different countries, they would then call him by different names. In Germany and Holland, call him Sinterklaas, which is translated into English as Santa Claus. And Santa today is always pictured in red, which reminds us of the red robes of that the bishop would wear in those days. Also his staff, his shepherd's staff, have become our modern-day candy canes. So there's so much of Christmas that goes back to this saintly bishop, St. Nicholas of Myra. So I'll give you a blessing now. I'm very privileged to have a relic of St. Nicholas. So we'll bless you with the relic, and you can venerate it after Mass. Through the intercession of St. Nicholas, may he inspire you to give generously to the poor and to the needy, and to help you in all danger. He is, along with St. Jude and St. Rita, the patron saint of difficult and hopeless cases. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.